Regina Celi, letare, alleluia, qui aquem eropisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. A solemnity, Mary, Mother of God. Mary is the mother of Jesus Christ, who is true God and true man. Being the mother of God, Mary is endowed by God with special privileges. She is free from all sin, and she was assumed into heaven, body and soul. The redemption began with Mary's yes to the Word of God, with her acceptance to become the mother of the Son of God. Jesus came through Mary's faith, who received the divine plan and became totally available as the handmaid of the Lord, fully devoted to fulfill his will. We too, with Mary, will conserve in our hearts the events of Jesus' life. Prayer before Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Almighty and ever-living God, I approach the sacrament of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I come sick to the doctor of life, unclean to the fountain of mercy, blind to the radiance of eternal light, and poor and needy to the Lord of heaven and earth. Lord, in your great generosity, heal my sickness, wash away my defilement, enlighten my blindness, enrich my poverty, and clothe my nakedness. May I receive the bread of angels, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords, with humble reverence, with the purity and faith, the repentance and love, and the determined purpose that will help to bring me to salvation. May I receive the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood, in its reality and power. Kind God, may I receive the body of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and so be received into his mystical body and numbered among his members. Loving Father, as on my earthly pilgrimage I now receive your beloved Son under the veil of a sacrament, may I one day see him face to face in glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Aspergis mei, Domine, hisopoet mundabor. Lavabis mei, et super nivende alibabor. Miserere mei, Deus, secundam magnam misericordiam tuam. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritus Sancto, sicut erant in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Asterges mei.
Ostende nobis Domine, misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuam da nobis. Domine, exaude orationem meam, et clamor meo a te veniat. Dominus vobiscum. Oremus, exaudi nos, Domine, Sancti Pater, Omnipotens Eterni Deus, et mittere digneris Sanctum Angelum Tuum de Celis, qui custodiat, foviat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat omnis habitantes in hoc tabernaculo, per Christum Dominum Nostrum. Amen.
In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
Actiones nostras quae somus Domine, aspirando pervene, et aduvando prosecere, ut cuncta nostra operatio a te semper incipiat, et per te coepta finiatur, per Christum Dominum Nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti.
Amen.
Confite mihi Domino quoniam bonus. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti, et beate Maria semper Virgini, et beato Dominico Patre nostro, et omnibus sanctis et vobis fratres, quia peccavi nimus cogitatione, locutione, opere missione mea copa, precor vos orare por me.
May Almighty God have mercy on you and forgive you all your sins. May He free you from all evil, strengthen and confirm you in every good work, and bring you to eternal life.
Amen.
I confess to Almighty God and to Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, to Blessed Dominic, our Father, to all the saints, and to you, my Father, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my speech, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, I ask you to pray for me.
Misereator vestri omnipotens Deus, et dimittat vobis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmet in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitam aeternum.
Amen.
Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tribuat vobis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus.
Amen.
Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
The maker of heaven and earth.
Afferra nobis Domine, cunctus iniquitatis nostris, ut ad sancta sanctorum puros meriamur mentibus inturire, per Christum Dominum Nostrum. Amen.
Salve, gratis sancta, salve, mundi gloria. O Maria, flos virginum, bella rosa, belli lilium, tuum pro nobis. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison. Christe eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus, bone voluntatis, laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, gratias agimus tibi, propter magnam gloriam tuam. Domine Deus, rex celis, Deus Pater omnipotens, Domine Filii unigenite, Iesu Christe, Domine Deus Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis, qui tollis peccata mundi suscipe deprecationem nostrum, qui sedes ad dexteram patris, miserere nobis, quoniam tuus solus sanctus, tuus solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Iesu Christe, cum sancto spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus.
God of heaven and earth, your Son, Jesus the Lord, while dying on the altar of the cross, chose Mary, his mother, to be our mother also. Grant that we, who entrust ourselves to her maternal care, may also be protected when we call upon her name.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord said to Moses and spoke to him, "Say this to Aaron and his sons. This is how you are to bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, 'May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord let us his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord uncover his face to you and bring you to peace.' This is how you are to call down my name on the sons of Israel, and I will bless them."
Deo gratias. Dilectus meus mihi et ego illi, qui pascitur interia donneca spiret dires et inclinentur tu sicut dies vini circumdabant et eum aum aum filia, cum valium. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. In the past, God spoke to our fathers through the prophets. Now he speaks to us through his Son. Alleluia. 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 Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, lectio sancti evangelii, secundam Lucam, gloria tibi, Domine. The shepherds hurried away to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the baby living in a manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him, and everyone who heard it was astonished at what the shepherds had to say. As for Mary, she treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was exactly as they had been told. When the eighth day came and the child was to be circumcised, they gave him the name of Jesus, the name of the angel had given him before his conception. Per Evangelica Dicta. Per Evangelica Dicta Deliantur Nostra Delicta.
Today we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, the Solemnity Mary, the Mother of God, a recently promulgated, composed liturgy, but how appropriate to begin the new year, the first day of the new year, by giving praise, honor, venerating Mary, the Mother of God. Mary is also, of course, the Mother of the Church. The Catholic Catechism tells us that Mary was more blessed by God, privileged by God, to conceive the Word made flesh. flesh, in her own heart, mind, soul, and body, than simply being the mother of the biological humanity of the Word made flesh, of Jesus of Nazareth. We have seen during the Advent season, leading to the wonderful celebration of the birth of the Word made flesh, 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem, the example of Mary as mother, as spiritual mother, as a personification of the church, giving birth through her fiat, let it be done to me according to thy word, to the Word made flesh, so that as church, as the mystical body, the Word made flesh may dwell among us, may have his tabernacle in our midst, just as Yahweh did in the Old Testament among the Jews wandering in the desert. So Mary is our example as what it means to be church, what it means to be a disciple of Christ, what it means to be a spiritual mother, just as Saint Joseph is our example in the context of the virginal Holy Family, what it means to be a spiritual father. So whether one has biological children or not, I've had older men like Buzz call me father. I'm certainly not Buzz's biological father, but he looks upon me as a spiritual father. This is part and parcel of my vocation as a priest and as a religious, but also very importantly for anyone baptized into the mystical body of the church. As church, again, first and foremost, in imitation of Saint Joseph, in imitation of the example of Mary, our vocation, our call from God in our discipleship of the Word made flesh of Jesus Christ is to be a spiritual father or a spiritual mother. Whether we have children, biological children, or not. So Mary is the holiest creature that God ever created. And he blessed her with all what theologians call prevenient graces to prepare her for her vocation, her call to be the mother of our salvation, the mother of our redemption, the mother of the Eucharist that we celebrate here, truly the body and blood of Christ poured out on the sacrifice of Golgotha on the cross. We have Saint Joseph. The Catholic Catechism says that Saint Joseph is the second most holiest creature that God created in his divine providence. And we see both in Mary and in Joseph, in their humility, their obedience, which comes from two Latin words, audire, which means to listen to the voice of God. Joseph, without question, doesn't say one word. He simply hears from the angel and he obeys to be father, spiritual protector, overseer, the shadow of our Father, of the Holy Trinity in the life of Mary and the child, providing for them, protecting them, keeping them from harm and death. We see in Mary and in Joseph what it means to be a disciple as a spiritual father, spiritual mother, when it comes to faith, when it comes to hopefulness, and when it comes to charity, which St. Thomas Aquinas defined as friendship with God. Charity is friendship with God, but also friendship with one another in God. Mary was given to us as members of the mystical body of Christ to be our mother, our spiritual mother, by Jesus on the cross, where Jesus gives everything, pours out everything out of God's love for us, not to condemn us, but to save us. Jesus gives us his relationship with his Father. When he reappears to the terrified apostles, he said, "My Father is now your Father." But he promised that on the cross before he died. That was the meaning of his sacrifice. He promises to send the Holy Spirit among believers. And it was Mary with the 11 apostles in the upper room where Christ had celebrated the first Eucharist previously on Pentecost, 50 days after the bodily ascension of Jesus Christ to the right hand of the Father, that the Holy Spirit, once again, in the form of fiery flames, descends upon Mary and the apostles, and it's the birthday of the church. It is the mystical birthday of the mystical body, the church. Again, in the new year, beginning with Mary, we should be filled with all hopefulness that we have such a spiritual mother and a spiritual father in Mary and Joseph. We, in the face of darkness, we take all hope and comfort in Mary's proclamation to the three little children at Fatima that in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord, by the mystery of your angels, let the sacrifice of praise we offer come before you. May it be pleasing to you and helpful to our salvation. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Quid retribuant Domino pro omnibus, quae retribuant mihi? Calicem salutaris accipiam et nomen Domine invocabo. Suscipe Sancti Trinitas hoc oblationem, qui tibi offero in memoriam passionis Domine nostri Jesu Christ. Et presta, ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum, et omnium fidelium salutem operetur eternum.
Laudavo inter centes manus meus, et circumdavo authori tuum Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis, et narem universa mirabilia tua, Domine delexe decorum domus tue, et locum habitationes gloria tue. In spiritu humilitatis et in animo contrito, suscipiamur Domine a te. Et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ut a te suscipiator odie, et placit tibi, Domini Deus.
Orate, fratres.
Ut meam ac vestrum pariter in conspecto Domine sit acceptum sacrificium. Domine, exaudi orationem meum et clamor meus ad te veniat. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection on earth. Per Christum Dominum Nostrum. Amen.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Sursum corda, habemus ad Dominum, gratias agimus. Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum est. Vere dignum et justum est, ecum et salutare, nos tibi semper et ubique, gratias agere, Domine, Sancte Pater, omnipotens et eterne Deus, quia per inconate verbi mysterium, mentis nostre oculis, lux tuae claritatis infusit, ut dum visibiliter Deum cognoscimus, per unc in invisibilium amorum rapiamur. Et ideo, cum angelis et arcangelis, cum tronus et dominationibus, cumque omni malitia celesti exercitus, imnum gloria tuae canimus sine fine dicentes. Sanctus, sanctus, sanctus Dominus Deus Sabaoth. Plenissimus Celi et terra, gloria tua, hosanna in excelsis. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna in excelsis.
Teitur clementissimi Pater, per Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, Dominum Nostrum, supplices rogamus ac petimus, ut accepta abeas et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibata, in primus quae tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta, catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adunare, et regere digneris todo orbe durarum, una cum familia tua Papa nostro Franciscus, et antestite nostro Gidri, et omnibus orthodoxis atque, catholicae et apostolicae fidei, culturibus. Memento Domine familiarum quae tuorum, especially the Meyer family, and their friends, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio, pro quibis tibi offerimus, fer qui tibi offerunt hoc sacrificium laudes pro se, suisque omnibus, pro redemptionem animorum suorum, pro spe salutes et incolumitatis sui, tibi quae redunt vota sua eterno Deo, vivo et vero. Communicantes et memoriam venerantes in primos gloriosae semper Virginis Maria, Genetricis Dei et Domini Nostre, Jesu Christe. Communicantes et diem sacrantissimum Beate Maria in termorata virginatus quic mundo edidet salvatorum. Sed et memoriam venerantes in primus eustem gloriosae semper Virginis Maria, genetricis eustem Dei et Domini Nostre, Jesu Christe. Hec igitur oblationem servitutes nostre, sed cum te familiae tue, quesemus Domine, ut placatus accipias diesque nostros, in tui pace disponas, atque ab aeternam damnatione nostra ripe, in electorum tuorum ubeas grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu, Deus, in omnibus quesemus, benedictam, adscritam, ratam, ratiabiliem, acceptabiliemque facere digneris ut nobis, corpus et sanguis, fiat delectissimi fili tui Domini nostre, Jesu Christe. Qui pridie, quam pateretur accepit panem in sanctus ac venerabilias manus suas, et elevatus oculus in celum ad te Deum Patrem suum omnipotentem, tibi gratias agens, benedixit, fregit dedique discipulus suis dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnis, hoc est enim corpus meum.
simile modo, postquam cenatum est, accipiens et hunc placlarum calicem in sanctas hoc venerabilis manus suis, item tibi gratias agens. Benedixit, dedique discipulus suis, dicens. Accipite et bibite ex eo omnis, hic est enim calis sanguinis mei, novi et eterni testamente, mysterium fidei, qui provovus et promutus infundetur in remissionem peccatorum. Hic quoties cumque faceritis in me memoriam facietis. Unde memores Domine nos servi tui, sere plebs tui sancta eutem Christi filii tui Domini nostre, tam beate passionis, nec non ab inferas resurrectionis, sed et in celos gloriosae ascensionis, afferimus placlara majestatis tui de tuis donos actatus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatam, panem sanctum vitae eternae, et calicem salutis perpetuae. Supraque propitio ac serena voto respitere digneris, et accepta abere, sicuti accepta abere, dignatus est munera pueri tui juste Abel, et sacrificium patriarche nostre abre, et quad tibi obtulit sumus sacerdos tuis Melchisedec, sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices te rogamus omnipotent Deus, ubi ec profire per manus sancti angeli tui in sublimo altare tuum, in conspecto divine majestatis tue, ut quoquod ex hoc altares participationi sacro sanctum filii tuum, corpus et sanguini, subserimus omni benedictione celeste et gratia repleamur per eundum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esium Domine, familiarum familiarum quae tuorum, qui nos precesserum cum signo filiae et dormium in somno pacis. Those known to us who have died this year, 2014, and the poor souls in purgatory. Domine, et omnibus in Christo quiscentibus locum refrigerere luces et paces, ut indulgias deprecamur per eundum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Nobis quoque peccatoribus.
Familis tuis de multitudine miserationem tuorum sperantibus, partem aliquam et societatem denare digneris, cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martyribus, cum Ioanni, Stefano, Mattea, Barniba, Ignatia, Alejandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia, Anastasia, et omnibus sanctis tuis intra quorum non consortium, non est amator meriti, sed veni, quae somos largitor amite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Perquem hec omnia Domini semper bono creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicis, et prestas nobis.
Per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnes honor et gloria. Per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Amen. Recepti salutaribus moniti, et divina institutioni formati, audemus dicere. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum, da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittibus debitoribus nostris. Et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libera nos, quasemos Domine, ab omnibus malis, praeteritis presentibus et futuris, et intercedente beata et gloriosa semper Virgini, Dei Genetricis Maria, cum beatos apostolis tuis Petro et Paolo, atque Andrea et omnibus sanctus, da propitias pacem, in Deibus nostris, et ope misericordiae tue ajute, et a peccato simus semper libere, et ab omni perturbatione secure, per eundum Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum.
Amen.
Amen. Pax Domini sint semper vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata, mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata, mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Hic sacrosanctum commixio corporis et sanguinis Domini nostri Jesu Christe, fiat mihi et omnibus sumentibus, salus mentis et corporis, et ad vitam aeternam promorandem atque copiscendem preparatio salutaris, per eundum Christum, Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domini Iesu Christi, Filii Dei vive, qui ex voluntate Patris, quaperante Spiritus Sancto, per mortum tuam mundum vivificaste, libera me per hoc sacro sanctum corpus, et sanguinem tuum ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis, et universas malis, et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatis, et a te numquam separare permitis, qui cum eundem Deo Patre et Spiritus Sancto vivos et regnos Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
I confess to Almighty God, to Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, to Blessed Dominic, our Father, to all the saints, and to you, my Father, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts, in my speech, in what I have done, and what I have failed to do. Through my fault, I ask you to pray for me.
Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum bestrorum tribuat bovis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Ecce Agnus Dei, qui tollit peccata mundi.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Corpus et sanguis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, custodiat me ad vitam aeternam.
Amen.
Corpus Christi. Amen. Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi. Corpus Christi.
Amen.
O quam speciosi facta est et suavis in delicis virginitatis sancta Dei genitrix quam pitentes filiae sion. in floribus rosarum et iis convalium beatissimam predica verunt et regina lauda verunt eam. Alleluia. 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 Dominus vobiscum.
And with your spirit.
Et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus.
Lord, we have received the foretaste and promise of the fullness of redemption. We pray that your church, through the intercession of the Virgin Mother, may proclaim the gospel to all nations, and by the power of the Spirit, reach to the ends of the earth.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Ite, te, 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 missa est, Deo. Gratias.
Placet tibi sancti trinitas, obsequiam servitutas mei, et presta ut sacrificium, quad oculus tui majestatis indignus optilet, tibi sit acceptabile nique et omnibus pro quibus iliet optile, site miserante propitiabile, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei omnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendet sopra vos. Et maniat semper. Amen.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Anitium sancta evangelio secundum Ioannem.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. What came to be through him was life, and his life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him. But the world did not know him. He came to what was his own. But his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the world became flesh, and the Word became flesh, and made his dwelling among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Thanks be to God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. O God, our refuge and our strength, look down in mercy on thy people who cry to thee, and by the intercession of the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Saint Joseph, her spouse, and of thy blessed apostles, Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, in mercy and goodness, hear our prayers for the conversion of sinners and for the liberty and exaltation of our Holy Mother, the Church, through Christ our Lord. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan, and with him all the evil spirits, who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Prayer of Thanksgiving after Mass, ascribed to St. Thomas Aquinas. Thank you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, who deigned to feed me, your sinful and unworthy servant, with the precious body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, not for any merit of mine, but only because of your merciful goodness. And I pray that this Holy Communion, far from condemning me to punishment, may bring about my pardon and salvation, encompassing me with the armor of faith and the shield of a good will. By it let my vices be done away with, all lustful desires extinguished. May it advance me in charity, patience, humility, obedience, and every other virtue. Let it be a strong defense against the wiles of all my enemies, visible and invisible, allaying for me every disturbance of flesh and spirit, binding me firmly to you, the one true God, and bringing my last hour to a happy close. I pray, too, that it may be your pleasure to call my sinful self one day to that banquet, wonderful past all telling, where you, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, feed your saints with the vision of yourself, who are true light, the fulfillment of all desires, the joy that knows no ending, gladness unalloyed, and perfect bliss. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, a solemnity. Mary, Mother of God.
Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Quiaque merovisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit sicut dixit. Alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei. Alleluia. Sit benedixit in nomine Patris et Filio et Spiritus Sancti.
Veritas, laudare, benedicere, predicare.